XEF contributor warns Ethereum core dev funding could run dry in 3-9 months. A former Ethereum Foundation contributor has gone public with a blunt warning. The money keeping Ethereum's core development running could run out within 3 to 9 months. The claim circulated early on June 19, 2026 through crypto news aggregator Wu Blockchain, which relayed the former contributor's comments. It is a single person's projection, not an official Ethereum Foundation position, and that distinction matters for how much weight to give it. Still, the warning landed on a soft tape. Ether traded at $1,702 as of June 19, 2026, down 3.0% over 24 hours, with the broader market reading fear at 20 on the Crypto Fear and Greed Index, a funding question about the chain that settles most of crypto's stablecoin and on-chain payment volume. Is the kind of thing that gets read more darkly when prices are already falling. A warning with a deadline attached. The substance of the claim is a timeline. Rather than a vague complaint that the foundation should spend differently, the former contributor put a window on it. 3 to 9 months before core development funding becomes a real problem. Deadlines are what make a warning travel. A general grievance about treasury management gets scrolled past. A specific runway invites people to either confirm or refute it. The Ethereum Foundation funds a large slice of the protocol's research and client engineering, the unglamorous work of keeping execution and consensus clients shipping, security holes patched, and upgrades coordinated across independent teams. That work does not produce revenue. It is paid for, and the question of how to keep paying for it without selling ETH at the wrong time or leaning too hard on any single sponsor has been argued over for years. The money question Ethereum keeps reopening. This is not the first time the foundation's finances have drawn public scrutiny. The recurring tension is structural. The foundation has historically held much of its treasury in ETH, which means its spending power rises and falls with the token it is meant to steward. A down market shrinks the runway exactly when sentiment is weakest, and selling into that weakness draws its own criticism. Over the past year, the foundation has restructured parts of its operations and pushed more responsibility toward independent teams and outside funding mechanisms. A warning that core funding could still hit a wall within months, if accurate, suggests those changes have not fully closed the gap. It is worth keeping the source framing front and center. This is one former insider's read, and the foundation has not publicly endorsed the 3 to 9 month figure. Treat it as a flag, not a confirmed balance sheet. A maintenance gap reaches everyday users. For someone holding ETH, spending stablecoins on an Ethereum layer 2, or topping up a card that settles on chain, protocol funding sounds abstract. The connection is continuity. Client teams are what keep the network upgrading and secure. A genuine funding shortfall would not freeze the chain overnight, but it could slow upgrades, thin out the number of well-resourced client implementations, and concentrate critical work in fewer hands. Client diversity is a security property. Fewer funded teams is a quieter kind of risk than a hack, and a slower one to show up. This is one more reason the custody and infrastructure layer underneath a payment product is worth understanding, not just the rewards on the front of it. The rails settle somewhere, and the health of that settlement layer is part of the deal. None of this is a reason to act on price. ETH's move on June 19th was a market reaction, and a single warning does not change the protocol's fundamentals on its own. Reading the warning against a fearful tape context cuts both ways here. A funding warning published into a market already at fear gets amplified because fearful readers are primed to believe bad news. That same dynamic means the claim deserves more scrutiny, not less. The responsible read is to note that a credible former contributor put a specific deadline on a real structural problem and to wait for the foundation, or independent reporting, to confirm, contextualize, or refute the number before treating it as fact. For now, the verifiable facts are narrow. The warning exists. It carries a 3 to 9 month window, and it has not been officially confirmed. Everything past that is the same open question Ethereum has been answering imperfectly for most of its existence. If you want to track the network rather than the noise, watch what the Ethereum ecosystem's client teams and the foundation actually say next, not the volume of the warning.